T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 3, Mark and Hart here with you till 3 o'clock. We hand it off to the Bradfo Show, Rob Bradford. I love when Bradford says Bradfo Show. There's not, I just something that, with how he says Bradfo Show, it's just, it's funny to me. He's a funny guy. So you're getting on me for eating these little like grape Tootsie Rolls. What are you eating? You got stuff going on?
I have not eaten anything.
What'd you bring today?
I get a PB&J and some Doritos.
Okay.
I had to go get a water, though, to wash it down. I got to my car. I didn't have the fob. It took forever.
Oh, yeah.
I had to bushwhacker it back in here before the...
Did you put the PB&J in the fridge?
No.
Okay, because if you put something in this fridge, even in a bag, the stench from the fridge in there... Will
you just lighten up everybody?
It will. No,
producers, people who schedule hosts, people who clean the kitchen.
No,
lighten people up.
But with the refrigerator,
no wonder
in there,
no one likes you.
When the refrigerator in there, you need a hazmat suit to open it up.
I thought they clean it. I feel like I get an email like, "Oh, we're going to clean the fridge Monday. Make sure you get everything out if you want it out."
I don't think so. I don't. You know. Hey,
no, I don't refrigerate my PBJ.
You don't really have to.
And I mean, I go days. There's sometimes I forget it in my backpack for 3 days. I still eat it.
Really?
You don't have to refrigerate it. It gets a little soggy. It soaks through the bread. The grape jelly will come through the other side of the bread, but I still eat it. It's yummy.
Listen, man, don't get sick. But I guess you wouldn't because it's not like it's mayonnaise.
And I don't think you have to refrigerate jelly. I don't think it says on it like refrigerate.
I guess it's
open.
It tastes better. You know, 4 days though for bread, that's got to get really soggy.
Nah, that's fine.
I can't wait after the show. I'm going to get the best meatball sub in the world.
I love how you tell us every single show where you're going for food afterwards. It's kind of a thing. I'm pretty sure it falls under plugola or payola or something.
No.
Some rule you're breaking.
No. I'm going to it. Whitey Bulger's to hang out there. I told you before, and I can't wait to get a meatball sub at Leone's. I love that
You know what you
place.
Should do? Bring one back
in Somerville.
Bradfo Show. Bring him one back. He's doing a show by himself. I bet you he would like a meatball sub. Very nice of you.
Yeah. If you're taking shots at everybody else, you might as well make one. Here's the thing about Bradford is that I don't know if it allows in that Awaken 180. He's pretty strict on that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like unlike some people in Dorset, Bradfo is a living, walking billboard. Yeah. He lives the gimmick, as they say in the wrestling business. He doesn't just endorse it.
Right.
And put some LBs on. Oh, you know, just
no,
saying.
No, I see Dale eating very healthy.
He needs to gain weight.
Well, I don't know, because he does the marathon every year. You don't want any extra weight if you got to train for the marathon. Not at all.
All right.
You want to be lean, mean, fighting machine.
I'll tell you what, man. Nobody endorses Awaken 180 better than Rob Bradford. I will give him, like, he is the man on that, and he lives the gimmick.
And
that's all I'm
good
saying.
Good boss for people who write on the website.
Yeah, well, that's...
See my nose a little brown right now?
Yeah, it's just, I would imagine you're liking your time here.
Enjoying it very much so.
What's
not to like other than doing shows with you?
Well, you were like the, what was the guy, Tyrone Willingham, the former coach at Notre Dame and Stanford in Washington. You like your first 3 weeks in the job, you took a vacation.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I work. It was a working vacation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Beauty of technology.
Chris Curtis.
Blog from anywhere.
Chris Curtis and I are on the same page on that one. You kind of took a vacation.
Oh, now you're buddy-buddy with Chris Curtis.
Oh, we kind of did.
Any port in a storm now with him?
No, I'm just saying he sort of
took a... You shredded him earlier.
Yeah, because he's got to be one or the other. Producer or host. You can't be both. You know, not at EI. At Market... You know, Missoula, Montana, sure. Not at EI.
Not in the big time?
Not in the big time. You just got one or the other. I don't know.
Danny Etling. You can't be a quarterback and a receiver. Actually, you can't be either.
I was going to just say, he's a lot more valuable to EI than Danny Etling was. He's still here. So, and he makes very good money. So.
Oh, now you're jealous of his paycheck.
Hey, I mean, those guys deserve it. They're great at their day jobs. They do. Their title jobs, they're great at.
I don't know. You kind of ripped them out for scheduling as well.
Well, I'm not the first. You know, communication around here isn't the greatest. You know that.
You have no allies in this building, do you?
Oh, I do. Just ones you wouldn't think that are, but I do. Listen, you've only been here a few weeks. I've been here almost 2 years now.
Well, I've kind of been here for much longer than that. I've been doing shows on the station for 10 years, probably.
Have you really?
Yeah, at one point.
No, I know you were last year.
They never told me I had an email address. There was one point I checked my email address. It had like 3,000 emails like, cupcakes in the kitchen, come get them from 2013
or concert tickets from 3 years ago when Eddie Money was here, who's no longer with us.
Poor Eddie Money.
I know. Rest in peace. Great artist. Let's bump the rest of the show, Nick, Eddie Money music. Let's
you know what I'm terrible at? I never know, like you say, okay, Eddie Money passed away.
Yeah.
I don't know what Eddie Money performed, and then people start playing the music, and I'm like,
I know that one.
Yeah, I know that one.
Take
Me
Home Tonight, two tickets to Paradise. Yeah. I mean, he was great. He was great.
Pretty good catalog.
Yeah, very good catalog. And it was a former cop.
Didn't know that.
Eddie Mahoney was his real name. And he was, Money wasn't his last name. I know, it's a shocker on that one.
It's like you, it's a stage name.
Well, my name's on my birth certificate, Mark James.
I thought it was one of the middle name or something.
That's what I mean. So my birth certificate.
Your last name is different, right?
Yeah, it's James. Yes, Mark James is, and then the middle name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I go by Dan Patrick. Patrick is his middle name. He doesn't use his last name.
It's kind of like Dale when he used to be a disc jockey in Maine had like, it was like the Goose or something. Some weird name he had.
I didn't know he was a disc
jockey. Oh, yeah. He had some weird name. Ask him sometime. I wouldn't. He doesn't like you. You guys don't seem to get along.
I don't talk to Dale. 61777. Ever since the crossover with Wiggy orchestrated that one day, we don't talk to each other.
Probably better.
I don't have an issue, but some people are thin-skinned.
Well, you call him stale.
That's of all, because it fits so well. Jerry told me that, and I'll take that. So,
love you, Dale. See you Friday.
Danny and Quincy. What's up, Danny?
Not only where he's going after work, but where he's been, who he's worked with. Constantly trying to validate your name drop. My God.
When I met Eric Church.
Another thing, too, Mark, and constructive criticism. You got to drop the fake laugh. When it's kind of a nervous fake laugh. When it's like a ha ha ha.
No, but I'm not. It's not a fake laugh. I think
Dan Arnold invented the fake laugh. Please, don't rival him.
Who was the guy who invented the fake laugh?
Dale Arnold, but let's move on.
Vanilla Arnold invented the fake laugh, but yours is kind of a nervous laugh. When you're next to somebody that you ripped, maybe ripped before, but you got to be nice to them because you're in the studio with them, that's when the ha 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 comes.
Interesting. But by the way, it's actually not fake because it's tough for me to laugh. So if I'm laughing, I find something hilarious.
I said it was nervous. That's different than fabrication.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Anyways, the guy plays on Sunday. This is, in other words, like the media in this town is absolutely fraudulent when they say the team doesn't need him. I mean, that's like saying they're too good. Really?
Right.
You've been covering professional football for how many years? You get paid to cover a sport where one guy goes down or you have a bad day against Miami, for instance, or a slow day, or you have an ugly win, and all of a sudden Bill Belichick didn't get enough receivers for this team. That is absolutely fraudulent. I'm willing to bet 50% of 99.9% of the media who doesn't want this guy here secretly want this guy here.
Of course they do.
But they have to go home and face their wives. They won't be married very long if they have the other position, or they may lose their job. I think they're fraudulent. I think there's a conspiracy against the Patriots. Nationally, a pathological hatred for Belichick locally, and that's what's driving this. Okay? You mentioned Randy Moss, Andy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? 3 days before the Super Bowl, what was dug up about Randy Moss?
Consensual horseplay, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that was a complete effort to try to dismantle the Patriots from going 19-0. Spygate. I can go on and on.
That was during the consensual horseplay. That was during the 07 season, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The 07. Okay. They said 18. They were 18-0. Going for 19. Oh. You had the Miami Dolphins being interviewed. It's absolutely pathological Patriots hatred and a pathological hatred for the coach. The only time they circle the wagons around the national people going against the Patriots is when it concerns Tom Brady. Then they circle. But when it's against Belichick, if Belichick doesn't play this guy on Sunday, he'd be considering, to me, pandering. P pandering.
And I also Danny, I also don't understand really the downside. You've already signed him, so you've, you know, theoretically gotten into bed with him. If he plays and catches four passes and then something comes out later and you have to cut him, is it that much worse? You hired him either way.
I'll take it one step further. What happens if nothing gets settled after the Miami game? Do they sit him again at the following week?
Hey, Danny, just to sort of expound on what you're talking about, did you see the article in the Boston Globe by Shirley Luong saying the Patriot way is to look the other way? Did you see that crap?
Well, first of all, here's what I got to say about the Patriot way. That was fan derived. I don't know who came up with that. Not totally.
Scott Pioli played a factor in that. Scott Pioli, in his time, was a big believer in we're building not the best. It's not the best players. It's the right players for us. It's not the best 53. It's the right 53. He was big into that back then.
But Belichick never said it.
No.
Came from Belichick.
Nope.
Okay. And the other thing is, when he played in Pittsburgh, The other allegations that are now coming up, was any of that brought to the surface while he was playing in Pittsburgh?
Child endangerment?
Throwing the furniture out? Was there any news stories related to that?
Yeah, that child endangerment thing came out.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Well, because we weren't really in the loop, but
why didn't the Pittsburgh Steelers do something about it?
Well, because I don't...
And why didn't the NFL do something about it then when he played for the Steelers? Go ahead.
Did it ever come to anything? I actually don't know how that finalized.
No, it never even was reported.
Yeah, it was.
I've known that
for at least a year.
It was reported, Danny.
I remember reading about it, and there were like quotes from the grandfather saying that the kid's been traumatized. I remember reading about that at the time.
Yeah. And I bring up the Shirley Luong story for one reason, just because people have always talked about the Globe having this vendetta against the Patriots. It's real, because you bring this up and you say it's to look the other way. Look at your editor-in-chief, Brian McGrory. Just start there. It certainly didn't do, obviously, their homework or whatever. They didn't do a good enough job is on knowing what type of person or individual Aaron Hernandez was. But nobody knew he was a murderer.
Right.
Like nobody, you know, but maybe you can get on that. And then once they found out, okay, obviously that's one that I get it. But to come out with an article and say the Patriot way is to look the other way when you work for the Globe. Listen, hey, you better move out of that glass house if you're going to throw those stones.
Right.
You better move. I mean, you better get in one of those. I don't know. That glass house, and there are people outside with arrows and boulders ready to throw. Are you kidding me? You're going to rag on the Patriots when you work for the Globe? My God.
Like, in this day and age at work, you know why? You're talking about it.
I know.
Anytime a newspaper can get talked about, because you know what? When you talk about it, some people didn't read it.
I know.
Now they go read it.
I know.
That's the way it works. Right. I firmly believe the newspapers now need this. They're sort of like First Take.
Well, it's predicated on clickbait.
Right.
It's clickbait.
They need the attention.
Right.
They're willing to even take the criticism or the hypocrisy, consider it, to get people on the website reading their stuff. That's what they need. Because it's a dying industry, especially when you're one of those that make people pay for it, which they are.
Which they do.
They need somebody to say, you know what? I don't really know what Mark James was talking about.
I know.
I'll pay the 99 cents. I need to get in there.
I know. I don't even know if you need to pay to get it, but she wrote the article. I thought it was very Tony Dungy-esque, where you're sitting here and you're going to go after the Patriots. Meanwhile, look inside your house before you start to accuse anybody else of looking the other way. And maybe I'm coming off as, you know, a pro Patriot honk in a defense. I'm just trying to state something as objective. Like, okay, the Patriots, as we know, they're flawed. They're not perfect. They're like 31 other organizations, and the Patriots have made their share of mistakes. There's no question, a plethora of them. But with all that being said, you're working for the Boston Globe. You're not exactly throwing those darts and rocks. Just look inside your own house. That's all I'm going to say. So, again, yes, the Patriots, they've taken a lot of heat for the Antonio Brown thing. But you know the funny thing about it? There are 29. There are 29 other teams. It wasn't the Patriots, obviously the Raiders or the Steelers, that would love to have Antonio Brown line up for them on Sundays.
Oh, I mean, and good teams. The Seattle Seahawks, right? They're a marquee franchise.
They said the Eagles.
Russell Wilson.
They said the Eagles wanted to put him.
So teams that are, you know, competing for Super Bowls, playing for Super Bowls, marquee-type teams, not the dregs that'll do anything, not the Raiders trying to, you know, get out of the bottom
or the
get
Jets.
Some attention.
Right.
These are high-end teams. Now, I don't know if all of them, but the ones that weren't interested, by the way, it would be a football thing. It would be, I don't have the head coach or the quarterback that can control him. It'll end worse than Oakland if I bring him here to my guy.
Who is Jacoby Brissett, aside from T.Y. Hilton and that guy, T.Y. Hilton and Devin Funchess? Who's he throwing to in Indianapolis right now?
Doyle, the tight end. Exactly. They still have him, right?
So you don't think they would want Antonio effing Brown?
I don't know that I would do it there.
Like, there was even I even saw a report, I don't know how true it was, that the Browns were interested with Landry and Beckham.
That would be great.
Could you imagine that?
That would be great.
You talk about
imagine him and Beckham bitching. Like, if you're Baker Mayfield and your left ear is Antonio Brown and your right ear is OBJ,
you're gonna have shrinks on speed dial.
But I'd be, you know how they tape their ears in the cold? If I'm Baker, just tape my ears. I don't want to hear you two idiots. I'm gonna throw who do I want to. That would have been fun. But this is going to be fun, too.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this, and I don't know what the line is. Well, it went up to like 7.5 or whatever. Browns are going to roll on Monday night with no Darnold.
Ooh, another pick to follow.
No, but I'm not picking it. But they should roll without Darnold.
They should roll.
We'll see.
Or they could be the debacle that everybody thought was an opportunity when, would they have 18 penalties last week? Not exactly the way you start a year.
That, to me, was the shocker of the weekend. The way, not just Tennessee going in there and winning, the way they did it. They destroyed them.
We'll see. They're talented, but they got some questions to answer. And in the NFL, the beauty of the NFL, you can't dig too deep a hole. This isn't the NBA where, they'll figure it out.
No.
If you go down 0-2, 0-3, you're in trouble.
Well, just like right now. Like, I'm going to go ahead and stick the fork in them. The Panthers are done.
Oh, yeah.
They're done.
Yep. And Cam might be, too.
Yeah, and I've seen this for, like, ever since his MVP season where he led them to the Super Bowl and they lost. But Cam Newton, we're seeing the denigration of Cam Newton before our very eyes. He does it. I mean, you have fourth and fall forward. It's not even a yard, a foot. Fourth and fall forward. And you give the ball to Christian McCaffrey.
And he's the next guy they destroy. Because defenses are going to key
That's
on
it.
Him.
That's
Cam
it.
Can't throw. They're going to keep giving him 30 touches a game. And Christian McCaffrey's not big enough to take that. And you're going to take years off the back end of his career.
I was there. I started in Charlotte the year they hired Ron Rivera and the year they drafted Cam Newton. I'm shocked that Ron Rivera is still a head coach in the NFL.
He won't be.
I would not put him
on the hot seat or one of the first to be fired.
Well, I was going to say, he might not make it to Halloween. 617-779-7937. Now it's time for trending.
Back to James and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Rest in peace, Eddie Money, man. Rest in peace. They're two of my favorite Eddie Money songs. You would know them. Take Me Home Tonight. Everybody knows that one. That was one of his famous hits. And I Want to Go Back. Want to Go Back was a good one, too. He'll play that coming up later on. No, it was a great song. Really good song. 617-779-7937. I guess he had stage 4 esophageal cancer from a year ago. And stage 4 of anything is a tough to over, especially when it comes to the C word. So, unfortunately. But, man, his music will live on forever. That's the one good thing about Eddie Money, man. That guy made a lot of hits. He literally lived a rock star life. No doubt about that. 617-779-7937. Now, this is a name we don't ever get calling in. So this is another new name. Nikita in Munson is up next. What's up, Nikita?
Yep. Hi, everybody. Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I got a little bit of a different perspective, probably one that might surprise some folks. Female, not a Patriots fan, not an Antonio Brown fan. I'm actually a Miami Dolphins fan, avid, rabid Miami. Yes, it's painful, but yeah.
No. Good luck with that. Nikita, at least you're a real fan, so I can appreciate that much.
I don't abandon them. Oh, yeah. Oh, die hard. But anyway, all of that being said, I've got every reason in the world, any number of bandwagons to jump on and go, charge him, he should be in jail. No, this is the United States of America. I don't like the Patriots. I don't like Antonio Brown. But it's an accusation. Do the due diligence, but until the due diligence, unless and until the due diligence determines that there really was something done and it can be proven, then you take action. Otherwise, you make the decision of whether to play him based on anything and everything except the accusation. You base it on a football decision.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, Nikita? I think the Patriots are weighing everything, but I think you're going to see him playing tomorrow because based on football. It's football. Because right now, Nikita, like you said, no charges have been filed. Nothing from a law enforcement standpoint, from what we understand down in South Florida, there's anything even on the books. I mean, maybe some, so you can't just, persecute and prosecute somebody without any investigation.
They haven't even talked to her.
You can't.
Right. Exactly.
You cannot. Right. You absolutely cannot. You can't ignore it. Law enforcement can't ignore it. As far as I know, I don't see any badges on the NFL. The NFL is not law enforcement. The NFL is not a district attorney. The NFL has no legal, there's no legal capacity at all in the NFL. Play him based upon an NFL. Play him based upon, he's a football player. Make the determination of whether he plays based upon football. Now, as a Miami fan, would I have loved to see him on the bench? Of course.
Yeah, right. But you make a lot of sense.
I'm American before I'm a football fan. Right. We are innocent until proven guilty. The guy has not been proven guilty of anything other than maybe being a bit of a jerk, but...
Nikita, if we weren't going to play a lot of players in the NFL based on being a jerk, you wouldn't. There'd be Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, and probably a couple handfuls of players that will only be playing on Sunday.
You wouldn't have a football season.
Nikita, right. We appreciate the phone call. Good stuff.
Thanks for the call, Nikita.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks.
You too. I agree.
That was a very nice call.
That was a very nice call.
Like a very nice lady.
Nikita, she had her stuff together. No question about it.
Other than being a Dolphins fan.
But she's a real fan. She's a real fan. So that's...
The future is maybe bright. I don't know. You get a bunch of picks.
Yeah. Dan Marino.
Maybe you'll get a quarterback.
Dan Marino's not walking through that door, and if he does, he's going to be wearing... isotoner gloves.
I knew exactly where you were going.
I was going to say he's old and gray, but he's not gray, actually.
No, he looks pretty good.
He looks really good.
Tan.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, I bet you he can. I saw him in something.
Well, you don't lose it.
He almost was hurting people. I watched on like NFL Network some, it was like a fantasy camp flag football, and he was throwing absolute lasers to people who were not prepared to catch the lasers.
They said he threw the greatest pass in NFL history in terms of just his ability.
Yeah,
physical ability. Brett Favre is like a schoolboy when he talks about Dan Marino. Like he idolizes Dan Marino.
Yeah, there's a few of them. Elway had a pretty strong.
No, but Dan Marino though was just like it was just like if you're going to explain to someone how do you throw a football, how do you pass a football, you'd show film of Dan Marino. You wouldn't show it in big games.
Oh, you got to turn the corner.
George in Maine, Georgie. What do you say? Georgie wants to talk about Phony Dungy. What do you got, George?
Hey, fellas. I love your show.
Thanks.
I'm a Pats fan. I was watching the NFL game last Sunday when Dungy made his comment. But Rodney also made his comment, too, about a bad move to take Antonio. That was before the whole... rape accusations came out.
This is true.
They were basing their thing.
That's it. Plainly. That's a great point, George. That was before Brittany Taylor.
But you know what? They were basing their opinion on, you got a good team, and this guy is a skunk. On the last two teams, now I'm just saying, in the last 12 months, he skunked his way out of two situations, but didn't leave it. Without scent, I mean, God Almighty, he stunk up Pittsburgh, and he threw Tomlin under the bus a few times. So here's Tony Dungy looking at this thing. Hey, Patriots organization is above this. They already got some decent receivers. Demarius, we got rid of Demarius because you don't need him now with Antonio. But he'd have been serviceable. But you look at it, and Rodney chimes in the same thing, saying. So here's my take, and totally unfounded. Dungy talks to people. So does Rodney. People are very honest with Dungy.
Sure.
And the report card on good buddy Antonio is not a good one. And if he behaves himself, we're in for a one-year ride with him. If because after 1 year, this, you know, he'll become what he becomes. Mm-hmm. And so they know something we don't know, obviously, but they made this thing before. And now he may or may not be guilty of the charges that she's levying on him. But he's a smooth guy, you know. It happened, but
yeah. You know, no, I get your point, you know, George. No, but it's interesting that you bring that up. That we didn't even. I guess it just sort of like went over. This is prior to any
right.
Britney. They were just going on. Now it, like maybe things have changed, but that to me where it even makes those comments even. Now remember one thing about Tony Dungy. He has a strong affinity for Mike Tomlin, who was assistant with him with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before they brought in John Gruden, and then he stuck around with Gruden. Gruden kept him on his staff there as they won a Super Bowl. He was a DB coach, but you know, it's Dungy for Dungy to make those comments, it's just. It's like, dude, just get off your soapbox right. for 1 second.
And Rodney, I'm not surprised, because Rodney was the ultimate lay-it-all-on-the-line football player, right?
Yeah.
I
mean,
so
yeah.
I'm not surprised he would look at a diva wide receiver. Typical, like
sure.
Rodney dealt with T.O. from afar, like when they played him in the Super Bowl. Rodney was the other side of that. I can see why Rodney would hate that and say, I don't want that. And quite frankly, I get that vibe in the Patriots locker room a little bit. I thought the comments from McCourty and Slater on Wednesday gave you that vibe. You didn't get the same vibe from, say, Julian Edelman or Josh Gordon. So I do think there are some ties to, you know, I'm a defensive player. He's not helping me. So why are we bringing in this guy who could be an issue? Whereas the offensive guys, Edelman, Brady, Gordon, they're offensive guys. Yeah, I'll take another guy that can help us offensively. We can score more points, have more fun. So I do think, if you're more of an old school throwback football player type, you know, lay it all on the line and that.
Yeah, so it's not, yeah, Rodney's not coming at it with any type of, you know, just sort of hypocritical religious overtones, undertones. He's just saying it. I get that part. Like you said,
yeah.
It's a diva wide receiver. He quit on the Raiders. He quit on the Steelers. Fair enough. That's fine. You got it. But to me, like the Dungy thing, I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft. It's like, come on. First of all, you know, and I know he has a huge audience right before the Sunday night football game. You must have mistaken Robert Kraft, Tony Dungy, for caring what you think.
Right.
Because he does not. I can assure you. Robert Kraft is like you know, like, and listen, I mean, he's not perfect either, as we saw, like, what happened, you know, back in the AFC Championship weekend. I mean, like, he's had his stuff, too, but he's a flawed individual. It is what it is. And so wasn't your former boss, Jim Irsay, with the Colts, who was, you know, hopped up on drugs and, you know, I mean, a guy had $30,000 worth in cash that was going to meet someone. I'm like, come on. Like, it's just like, you like, for you to just, Dungy loves to stick it to the Patriots, period.
Sure.
That's it. Any chance he gets to stick
and you
it to
brought up a good point, the personal angle with Tomlin and that being his guy, and this is a guy that made Tomlin look bad and is a thorn in Tomlin's side.
Yeah.
There's definitely something, I think,
sure.
to that. Good point.
Well,
there. Rare good point,
well,
as you would say.
You can't just give a compliment. You have to go with
you
the backhanded
either.
Rare. Yeah, okay. I've given you compliments.
Yeah, you called them rare good points.
No, I didn't say rare. If you make a good point, just leave it a good point. You don't have to
okay.
go with the rare. Oh, hey, next Sunday, by the way, through WEI, I will be making an appearance back home at the Big E
in
West Springfield.
I like the Big E.
The Easter. Did you bring with the kids? You ever
I've
bring the kids?
I've been twice, I think.
Okay.
Or at least once
yeah.
with the kids. I
yeah.
had the cheeseburger between the glazed donuts.
Oh, no.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you really?
Oh, yeah. And then I got stuck in traffic driving back, and my belly did not feel good. I was holding
oh.
you know, for everything.
Well,
I needed to save my car seat.
There's a couple things that I'm going to hit when I'm there. The State of Connecticut lobster roll.
Okay.
With the melted butter. They
yep.
do the melted butter one, the best. And the loaded baked potato from the state of Vermont or Maine.
One of them.
It's one
the
of those.
The place is ridiculous. You can't possibly eat everything.
No.
And you have to plan it out and pick your spots.
And fried dough. I always have to just eat fried dough.
But then the crazy stuff. I believe I had fried Kool-Aid.
Oh, no.
Sick.
What was that?
They like fry the Kool-Aid, like the mix somehow.
Oh,
they make it and
really?
Then fry it.
They'll
well,
fry pretty much anything. Well, it will be during the Patriots game 1-3 next Sunday, so I'm looking forward to it, to be going back home and going to Big E and
you
all that
put
stuff.
On 5 pounds. I would.
Good for you.
Right.
I'm jealous. No, that the one downside is it literally you can't eat everything. Like, you need to kind of plan ahead, because if you eat the first three things you see, then you're going to be disappointed later when you see something you want more full and you'll make yourself sick.
You do have to go in like you.
Go in with a plan. Yeah. What am I hitting? What are the three or four things I'm hitting?
Lobster roll from Connecticut, fried dough, and maybe one of those fried other things that, like, you know what else is great is what I tried one time was it the fried s'mores? It was very good.
Sounds good. I know they have fried PB&J.
Oh, yes.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
They got fried everything.
Oreos. And then that's why your belly hurts on the ride home.
Oh, yes, yes. Be near a bathroom
Those of us with IBS, you plan out the eating and then you plan out the post-eating and make sure you know where every bathroom is.
All right, 617-779-7937, Mark and Hart.
Right back to James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
I coached 13 years as a head coach. Every year, my first message to the team was, we want to win Super Bowls. Yes, we want to be talented, but we've got to be role models. These kids in our country look up to NFL players and coaches, and I really think this sent the wrong message. I know coaches want to win, Rodney, but I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft. I think at some point...
Well, that was Tony Dungy on Sunday Night Football, and you're hearing the late, great Eddie Money with one of his greatest hits of all time, Take Me Home Tonight. There it is.
Is he saying that Antonio Brown should not have been hired or just should not have been given an opportunity to play for the New England Patriots?
He's saying that he's disappointed in Robert Kraft deciding to do business with Antonio Brown. This is prior to, remember, this whole thing.
No, I know.
Right.
Disappointed in Robert Kraft.
Right. For giving a player an opportunity? I mean, Michael Vick deserved a second chance, but Antonio Brown doesn't.
Right.
And I'm not saying Antonio Brown is perfect or innocent or anything in terms of the football stuff.
Right.
And he's a dink. Yeah. We've seen him be a dink on social media, on tape TV.
Facebook Live when he was...
Everything.
He was taping Mike Tomlin last year after a game. He did it to Gruden, even though he claims Gruden knew that he was being taped, which I actually do believe, right now. But here's the thing. It's just one of those things where, Tony Dungy, you went to bat for Michael Vick. And let me just tell you, I was for Tony Dungy going to bat for Michael Vick. Michael Vick paid his debt to society. Now, obviously, it was disgusting, reprehensible, running a dogfighting ring, killing dogs. There's nothing worse than that. Well, there is. There is, but not much worse
Few
than
things.
That. Don't have to do with R. Kelly and Jerry Sandusky. But notwithstanding, I felt as though that Michael Vick deserved a second chance. And you know what? He almost won the MVP. If it wasn't for a guy by the name of Thomas Edward Patrick Brady in 2010, Michael Vick would have been the MVP that year. He was that good for the Eagles and Andy Reid. He was amazing. He was second to Brady.
So, but I'm just trying to get inside Tony Dungy's head. What's he asking for? Is he asking... Does Antonio Brown have to sit out a week, a month, a year? Does he have to go to a bad team? Would that be some sort of punishment that he earned? What exactly was he calling for?
Right. And you would think, too, like, here's the thing. I mean, like, we're sitting here, you're trying to, and nobody's brought up the race thing because you're talking, Tony Dungy's black and Antonio Brown's black. Is that why would you want to do this to somebody who might be falsely accused of this? And like I said, at this juncture, this news had not come out.
Right.
This was just Antonio Brown acting like a total D-bag and getting himself out of Oakland after agreeing to a contract and getting himself and quitting on Pittsburgh. I understand all that. It's not about the Patriots, whether or not they need him. Bill Belichick will always do anything in the best interest of what, Andy, that you were there for 17 years? The team.
Football team, yes.
This sent the wrong message.
He used it this week.
He did.
Is Antonio Brown going to play? We'll do what's best for the football.
That's it. That's what Belichick does. So Belichick felt as though that this is in the best interest of the team.
Is Tony Dungy telling me he never had guys that weren't role models on his team?
Yeah,
is that what he's telling me?
Marvin Harrison, who was accused of maybe being involved in some pretty nasty things in North Philadelphia that had to do with the homicides.
But I'm even saying beyond that, I'd have to go back and look at the rosters in Tampa and the rosters in Indy.
all 53 guys that you had on your roster for all 16 weeks of all 15 years of your career were all good guys? I find that extremely hard to believe. Mm-hmm. And by the way, again, to reset the timeline here, these comments were about diva behavior, not criminal behavior, social media diva behavior. Crossed over a little bit when he threatened Mike Mayock and called him a cracker, but we are pre-charges of rape here, sexual assault,
yes,
when Tony Dungy made these comments.
Yep.
So you had all choir boys?
Right.
In Indian Tampa? No, you didn't.
Right.
You didn't.
Right.
Get off your high horse.
I mean,
and by the way, you shouldn't have, because I also think you wanted to win games for both cities. You wanted to win Super Bowls. You had been around the NFL for a long time. You know that not everybody is the person you want to bring home for dinner with your wife and kids.
That's right. And I can tell you one who, greatest three technique defensive tackle in NFL history, who played for Tony Dungy in Tampa. Tony Dungy was there, came in after Sam Weiss drafted him, was Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp's been accused by multiple women on multiple occasions, got fired from NFL Network because of women who might have had some, you know, things that they had on Warren Sapp multiple times. So
I'm disappointed in Tony Dungy for
playing. Guys, worse, much worse than, and let me tell you something, as a fellow Miami Hurricane, in terms of character, I would take Antonio Brown 10 times a day and 18 times on Sunday as character over Warren Sapp, which tells you where Sapp is, because Antonio Brown's character is really down. Sapp's in the, like, it's underground. He's one of the worst people you'll ever know in your life. He really is. I used to call it, like, he's a bad human being.
I trust you.
He screwed one time. We were doing a charity thing. Michael Jordan had a golf thing down in Charlotte. It was for charity, the Hoopty Golf Classic. I saw him the night before at this thing. I said, you're gonna come on? So we're doing a remote at the 19th hole, if you will. As soon as the people get done golfing with their golf carts, they get off. We're right there. He said he would do it. We promote him. We had the morning show promote him. He gets off. He wouldn't. I literally during commercial break, I followed him into the hotel and I got in his face and I said, you're going to pull this S. You're going to, this is what you're going to do. And he was told, and I'll never forget him. I call him Warren Piece of Crap Sapp because he's a piece of crap. Okay. He really is a human being. I will tell you from a Miami, like from a don't get me wrong, one of the greatest three technique defensive tackle in NFL history. I would take Antonio Brown in a heartbeat over him, in a heartbeat. Just so you know.
I'm not naive. I know there are people that are not good people in the National Football League.
Right.
Right.
Ask you this. Do you think it was because Dungy did not want to go after Belichick? He did it at Kraft?
I've heard that posed.
Do you think it was deferred animus? It was like he was sort of indirect. He wanted to do it at Belichick, but because let's be real. Yeah. Like, Robert Kraft lets Belichick run the football operations department. The only thing that Kraft, as we know of, as we can speculate on sports talk radio, has overruled Belichick on anything might be the Tom Brady situation and how Jimmy Garoppolo is no longer. That's it.
Well, but this one goes across Robert Kraft's desk.
I agree.
There's no way that he signs Antonio Brown without Robert Kraft being asked, is this okay? Be getting approval on this signing.
But
there's no doubt about that.
Okay, but he rubber stamped.
And I think Tony Dungy.
He rubber stamped it.
Right. And I think Tony Dungy is acknowledging that it's Robert's team. And if you wanted to veto this, he would not be a New England Patriot. Therefore, I'm disappointed in you signing Antonio Brown. It's ridiculous. I don't really know how he thinks that. And he doesn't really say a lot. We talked about that earlier. Tony Dungy, not a great Sunday Night Football analyst, doesn't really have a lot of opinions in that role.
No,
so this is a little out of character to really go out. Well, I think it gets back to what you said in a rare good point. Mike Tomlin and he are they're connected.
Yep.
This is a personal defending
and,
his guy.
And
kind
who did Antonio Brown make look like a jackass numerous times over the course of the last decade?
And a lot of the world has turned on Mike Tomlin. He was an enabler. You know, I said it. I think he helped create this monster that is Antonio Brown early in his career by giving, you know, extending the rope, keep extending the rope, keep giving him more rope. Mm-hmm. Eventually, he tried to jerk the rope back in, and Antonio Brown was too strong. He couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think Dungy, on some level, is defending his guy. I also do think he is, in general, a high horse guy. He sort of thinks he's above the rest
of us.
Of
course he does. Of course he does.
That just
he's on his bully pulpit.
Yeah,
he's on his bully pulpit, and that's the thing. That I don't think, matter of fact, I'm pretty comfortable in saying This was, to me, he was saying he's disappointed in Bill Belichick. He didn't want to say Belichick because that's his coaching brethren, and you didn't want to do it. He was doing this on against Belichick.
Plus, he knows Belichick will probably fire back. Now, Belichick was asked.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Belichick would fire back at Dungy?
I think he knows there's a chance. Robert's not going to fire back. A, he doesn't have as much opportunity. So even if it did bother Robert Kraft, he's probably not going to voice it.
Right.
Whereas Bill could. Now, Bill just said Tony Dungy or anybody else, they're allowed to have their opinion. That's what this country's all about. That was Bill's answer, I believe, on these airwaves on Patriots Monday when
he
talked to
the high road.
He took the high road.
Yeah.
He should have taken the low road. This is one of those times where I want him to take the low road. Go after Tony Dungy.
I do too.
Tell him to get off his high horse. You don't have the right to be disappointed in my boss. My boss is too good a guy to say anything about it. I'm not. You're being a jerk. That's what he should have said, but he wouldn't.
You know why? You know what it is? What is the whole thing when they say lions don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep?
Sure.
That's it. Well, how about this one? How about this one? Let me change it. Goats don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. Goats.
Okay, so you're the greatest. I see what you did there.
See the greatest of all time.
There.
You got
I see
that?
What you did there. Yeah.
All right. Well,
it's not terrible. I got it.
There's a little bit of a connection.
You've
there.
Had much worse.
All right. Right. So like the goats. Like yeah. You're like Dungy. It's good. You won your one Super Bowl.
Oh, he's a fraudulent Hall of Famer. I don't know how he got in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, come on, dude.
If you're going to list the greatest coaches, I don't know where Tony Dungy falls on that.
And let me just say this. Even though he's won two, he's responsible for three. How is Jimmy Johnson still not in the Hall of Fame? And that is a guy that Bill Belichick idolizes. He loves Jimmy.
Well, that's because Jimmy Johnson, beyond the winning, sort of altered the landscape of the NFL with trading and the trade value chart and the way he put rosters together.
Sure.
He had sort of an impact on the way business is done in the league. Plus, he was good. Plus, he won. Plus, he really had three Super Bowl titles that should be credited to him.
Yeah, with all due respect to Barry Switzer.
Yeah, not his title.
All right, Mark and Hart, three down, 1 hour to go. Nothing but your calls, we promise. We will shut the hell up.
Please.
As we should. And we will take nothing but your phone calls going right to you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.